Hello, and thank you for joining us on Weekend Warriors Hockey, the official podcast of the Weekend Warriors Adult Hockey Academy. I'm Austin Holthouse, and co-hosting with me are Weekend Warriors Adult Hockey Academy founder, Rick Parisi, and Weekend Warriors Adult Hockey Academy head coach, Rob Boyle. Please subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts or wherever you may get your podcasts. You can also listen to us on our website, weekendwarriorshockey.buzzsprout.com. All right, hello, and welcome back to Weekend Warriors Hockey. I'm Austin, and joining me today are Rick and Coach Rob. Gentlemen, how are you doing today?
Very good.
Good, Austin. Good to see you.
Excellent. Thanks. Well, thanks for being here. We are in the middle of the COVID-19 pandemic, about 6 weeks without hockey for all of us. And I don't know about everyone else out there, but I am getting a little antsy to get back. We were just talking before with Rob. He's in Georgia that they may start opening some things up. The hockey rinks were not one of the things I heard being opened up, but I'm hoping not too far from now, we'll be opening that back up. We do as a consequence of this though, and Rick has been talking about this in previous episodes, and we'll get an update at the end here as well. It is impacting the Weekend Warriors Adult Hockey Academy camps. Some are being postponed, and we're all generally just getting pretty antsy to begin moving on with our lives and get back to some hockey. So what we decided to do is try and keep things upbeat a little bit here on the podcast, and we're going to do a second player profile episode to help highlight another adult hockey player who has great passion for the sport of ice hockey. And today we're welcoming in Ryan McGee for this episode. Ryan, welcome. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me, guys.
Very welcome, and thanks for joining us. So a little bit about Ryan. He's a 44-year-old social worker, plays adult recreational ice hockey in Denver, Colorado. He is a two-time alum of the Vail, Colorado Weekend Warriors Adult Hockey Academy camp and lives near Denver, Colorado. He's originally from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, grew up playing street and ball hockey. His love of hockey was inspired by watching Mario Lemieux and the Penguins win two Stanley Cups in the early 90s. I will note as an Islanders fan that it was David Bullock's Game 7 overtime goal in the second round to knock them out from winning their third cup. So go Islanders.
Oh, that hurt.
Hey, you had won two before. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
All right. It was our one moment of glory for about 20-something years. Anyway, he started playing ice hockey at the age of 30 when he moved to Breckenridge, Colorado after graduate school. So he's been playing for about 14 years. This time, Rick's going to talk to you a little bit, Ryan, about Weekend Warriors Adult Hockey Academy.
Hey, Ryan. I just wanted to ask you, you know, what impact the camps had on your hockey playing, and, you know, any particular things that stand out about the camp that maybe, you know, helped your game?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I think it made a big impact. It certainly, I think, changed the way I thought about how an adult hockey camp, I think, could be run. So I attended the two camps in Vail. And those takes place in June, which Vail in June is insanely beautiful, just to start off with. And the first year I brought my buddy, and then I loved it so much. The second year I bought two other buddies of mine to come along with me. You know, the rink in Vail is beautiful, which you don't often hear those two words in the same sentences, ice rink and beautiful. It's pretty great in that sense. And, you know, the condos that we stay in, I mean, if you had a good arm, you could probably throw a baseball and hit the rink from the condos. You know, it's really kind of an immersive experience. You know, as far as the camp itself, I just remember laughing a lot. I think, you know, you and Rob and all the other coaches are really funny, and without realizing you're funny, which makes you more funny, I think. And I think, you know, the thing that I appreciate the most about the camp was how I think you guys really respect how much we love the game, and how much, you know, being adult hockey league players, we're not gonna go to the NHL or, you know, or play college hockey or anyway, but I think you guys appreciate the fact that we wake up at ungodly hours in the morning and play at ungodly hours in the evening and stuff like that. I was, you know, never made to feel, you know, bad about that. I think the coaches love our enthusiasm to play and everything. I think the camp itself is run super efficiently. The small games you guys have us play, I think, are really fun. We're not standing in line very long. It's very well planned out. Very fun. the drills are very applicable. And yeah, I mean, I just think overall it was a great customer service experience. Just a fun weekend. It's like a hockey retreat, spiritual retreat, so to speak.
Thanks, Ryan. It's good to hear that. It's good to hear the positive feedback. As far as the, you know, what you talk about, the us being fun or having fun and being funny, I think a lot of that comes from just the, you know, we enjoy being around each other and we enjoy being around players that have the passion and the energy. And it's one of the great things about hockey. I'm sure other sports have it's similar, but I don't know they have it to the degree that hockey has it. And, you know, it's just great people, great fun. And so we truly enjoy what we're doing. And so I think that kind of is infectious. And I'm glad that, you know, you experienced that because that means a lot to us.
I will interject and say in June of last year, it actually snowed in Vail. So I'm not exactly sure about the weather thing.
Well, the 2 years I went, it was really beautiful. But yeah, I think anything goes, you know, in June.
First day of summer last year, and we woke up and there was a little bit of snow on the ground. We were like, really?
Not a little bit. There was a good covering.
It does happen up there, but it is definitely beautiful, having spent some time in the Colorado area. So, Ryan, in general, what keeps you motivated to keep playing adult league hockey, you know, at your ripe old age of 44?
Yeah. You know, I think it's just the fun of the game that keeps me motivated. You know, I think that, you know, the better you get at it, the more knowledge you have, the more fun it is. So it's kind of like this self-fulfilling prophecy in a way, and it's super addictive, I think. I think that, you know, another thing is to have a good, positive people to play with as well. You know, have a good hockey community. I think it's sometimes it's tough, and we may talk about this later, to get matched up with the right teammates, you know, who are all on the same page and stuff like that. But, you know, it's fun to... Although it doesn't happen very often, at least with me, it's fun to score goals and make sweet passes and stuff like that, and then get into a flow with teammates. So for me, I think that's the motivating factor.
And how often do you get to play when we're not in this kind of lockdown that we're in? How often do you find yourself playing each week, whether it's pickup or games or stick and puck? You know, what kind of things do you do?
Yeah, so I think, you know, pre-COVID, I tried to play twice a week, you know, at least get on the ice once before I play with my regular team. I play in a Friday night league that's a little more relaxed, I think, than my normal one. You know, I play, and then with my regular team, I play Saturday night or Sunday night. During like kind of shoulder seasons, in between seasons, we play in some tournaments here. Like I was actually supposed to have a tournament last weekend, and then like late summer, I play in a tournament too, so... As much as I can. I mean, I'm not sure if I could afford to play for too many teams, but yeah, I try to get on the ice as much as I can.
So do you guys have do you have multiple rinks that you play at, or is there one rink that you specifically play at there in Denver?
So I primarily play in two rinks, and then I play at the University of Denver rink as well. I went to a clinic there right before COVID, which is a beautiful rink, by the way. That was really fun to play on that one. So, but yeah, two rinks primarily.
Okay. And they give you have a lot of opportunity to get like stick and puck and pick up and things like that. Maybe you don't get to go to them, but in general, you're able to, they have those, where you are.
Yeah. It's just about, I mean, this is probably true with all, you know, adult league hockey players, but it's just about finding a time that works for you. I think, you know, they do offer, you know, drop-ins and pickups. Sometimes they're way early in the morning though. And I just can't bring myself to get myself up that early, but yeah, they do have a pretty good offering of that.
One of the other things that I wanted to talk about was, given the opportunity when you're out there, when you're playing, whether it's a league game or you get the opportunity to do stick and puck or in pickup, do you have a process that you go through, Ryan, or a plan ahead of time for how you're going to improve your skills? You know, things, taking into account things you maybe learned at camp Is there a process you have to try and help yourself get better every time you go out?
As far as process goes, I mean, I wish I remembered sometimes everything that I did in camp. I wish, that I did that. But I think what I do is, as far as off ice is concerned, I try to, keep myself in the best shape I can. A few years ago, I bought a hockey training program. I think it's hockeytraining.com. And those workouts are very hockey centric. So it mimics certain movements and getting yourself prepared, like physically for that, get yourself in hockey shape. So, I was a long distance runner before, and that doesn't really help much with hockey. So I run intervals, I think, to get my heart rate up. I try to lift weights to, as much as I can, especially my legs. I think I try to emphasize my legs, to try to reduce fatigue. I had gained a bunch of weight a couple years ago, actually, and I needed to lose it. And, I was getting really fatigued midway through the second periods of games and stuff like that. So I really tried to lift weights and get in better shape. And, that helped a lot, I think, with fatigue, reducing fatigue and stuff. And then, I play in a Friday night league too, which is a little more kind of relaxed, I think, than my, normal league that I play in. So I'm willing to take more risks, I think, and try different things so that I typically don't do. So, I wish I could say I practice stick handling in my kitchen, but I would probably drive my neighbors downstairs crazy. But, I think that's probably my process more than anything. So.
Yeah. And it's, funny that you mentioned the, hockeytraining.com. I use them. I've done a couple of their different programs for about 2 years. In fact, what got me into them, and this isn't a paid advertisement for them, I just find that they're really good and easy to use, was before I went to the first camp in Atlanta, and I read Rick's little notes about being a little bit in shape before you go. And I was like, oh crap, I probably need to do something. And I found it's been very helpful. It's got me into the gym. I think it's certainly helped me with my stamina. I've contacted them and I'm hoping to have them on a podcast. They said maybe this summer when things calm down a little bit. So that'll be fun to have. So it's good to know there's somebody else out there who uses them.
That will be cool to see. I would love to hear that episode.
Yeah.
Being aerobically fit actually is very important because you want to be aerobically fit to have that ability to recover so your muscles can regain that oxygen quickly.
So Ryan, you had reached out to Rick with a couple questions of your own. Did you want to go through some of those right now?
No, sure. I just thought that it would be good to hear Rick and Rob, talk a little bit about beer league kind of personal politics, how to handle, our teammates' differing priorities and guys who are staying on the ice too long, that kind of stuff. It'd be good to hear that.
Go ahead, Rick. I'm curious your take. I have a take, but I'm curious to hear yours.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it's luck of the draw. Like the first team I played with, was a great, good bunch of guys, right? And nobody was, jerk about ice time, and everybody was cool. Like whether you were the best player or the worst player, you all got to play, and we went out for beers after. Like we just got along really well. But I've definitely been on teams that take the fun out of it, and. Honestly, I've just not that I quit in the middle of the season, but it's like, I'm just going to find another team, or maybe I'm not going to play, because I'm really not enjoying it. It sucks the fun out of it, and so, maybe, depending on what your relationship with the guys, maybe you can confront them about, if it's an issue about they're taking too long a shift, but if that stuff isn't helping, you're not having fun with the guys, maybe just find another team.
Yeah, that'd be pretty much my answer as well. I've been fortunate enough. I play with a group of guys that have all, for the most part, have played hockey at some level. So, no one's out there to prove anything. Nobody's out there to do anything. We're just out there to have a good time. The beer tastes the same after the game. We don't care if we win or lose. If I had my choice, I would probably just prefer to play pickup with a bunch of guys who are just out to get a good workout in and, no one really cares one way or the other what happens. But I would agree with Rick, if you're having an issue with a player, Whether you have a team captain or not, I don't know, but you can ask them about it or just confront the player themselves. A lot of times they'll just, sometimes they might not even just be aware of it. Sometimes players just get into the game. I've seen that too. A guy comes off, he's all very apologetic and then they get better about it. Of course, then you're going to have some people that just don't give a damn. And, you know, again, at that point, I agree with Rick. If it's not a team that you want to play on and you're not having any fun, it's time to look for new teammates or maybe a different team, which I know can be tough sometimes. But I mean, everybody's there to have a good time. I don't like the guys are still playing for the cup and hoping that there's a scout in the stands, and it's just ridiculous. It's just at the end of the day, everybody's got to get up and go to the work the next day. And like I said, if whatever your league gives out at the end of the year, whether it's a t-shirt, and this is what we used to say at, you know, my rink when I was running the rink, and always have that conversation with our hockey director. I said, listen, if they want a t-shirt that bad, just give them one at the end of the year. Because it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense to have people like that on your team. Everybody's there for the same purpose and same reason, to get a little workout in, have a lot of fun. And that's it at the end of the day. It has to be fun. No different than we talked about with the kids episode a couple of weeks ago, that it's got to be fun for adults just as much as it is for the kids, or else you eventually you're just gonna say, why am I doing this? You know, and you end up losing players. And I've had that happen at our rink also. We've lost players just because you don't want to put up with all the crap. And from a business standpoint, from someone who's run a rink, that's not good. And so as a manager of the rink, I kind of dealt with that situation a lot and had to, you know, call guys into my office and say, look, what are you doing? Like, we're just out here to have a good time. I've ended up suspending players for a year. So there's you can go that route. Whoever the director of your league is, you can go that route too. It should get, and now I'm kind of getting to something else where, if it's a disciplinary action, then, you can go that route. But, but someone on your team, I think I agree with Rick, and this is a long-winded answer, just confront them and let them know that what's happening and how it's affecting you, because they just might not know.
Yeah. And I think the key is, in the end, is to find people that have a similar philosophy about, playing. We all want to play hockey and enjoy the game, but like Rob said, I'm kind of like that now. Depends on, different stages of your career too, right? When you start playing, you might take it a little more seriously. After you've been playing a while, it's like, yeah, maybe the pickup is fine. But as long as we can guarantee that we have goalies and everybody's going to have fun, we can move things around, switch things up and have fun. And we don't have to play for the cup, but find a bunch of guys that have the same, basic philosophy, and that you can have fun with.
So Ryan, do you guys have different divisions where you play? For instance, an A, B, C, or we have, I think, gold, silver, and bronze, and then we have an over 40.
Yeah, we have, I think, A through D or E or something like that. And yeah, I wished I had kept more. I think earlier on, when I started playing, I wish I had kept more of an open mind about being able to switch teams. I don't think I even knew that I could, believe it or not, And I think if I had to give myself, my 30-year-old self, some advice, it would be to keep more of an open mind about switching teams, It just, because you could have so much more fun. I was a beginner, but then I felt like I knew the game fairly well. And it's better to play with teams who know positioning a little better, and they're going to be there when, and know how to play the game the right way. I think so. Yeah. But I play in an upper D level, league.
Yeah. A couple of places I played, North Dakota. And then when I played in Montana, there was basically an A and a B league, and it varied. Some guys didn't want to play A league because nobody ever showed up to the games for some reason in the A league, so they play in the B league. Luckily, here where I am now in Space Coast of Florida, we have, like I said, the three leagues and an over 40 and lots of pickups. So I think the over 40 is something you may be able to even suggest to your rink there that they might want to get, because then you've got guys that are and gals that are have the same life experiences as you are and know you got to get up for work the next day. Some of the younger folks are still indestructible. And they play a little bit different hockey than when you're over 40 and you've got an extra 30 pounds of weight that you're hauling up and down the ice and things like that. So, you know, maybe that's something to, and our league keeps expanding with over 40. I guess most more people in Florida are over 40. So it probably makes good sense that we have some over 40 leagues here too. But I don't know. I'd throw that out maybe as an option as somebody who's, or even over 35. I know in Orlando, they have some over 35 teams just because that's where they're, they can get the players in it. So anyway, just something I thought I'd throw out there. So.
No. Yeah. I'll just share a quick story. I remember when I first started playing, you know, we played the whole season and the playoffs started in April or something like that. When I was living up in the mountains at the time, April's kind of a popular spring. Like everyone goes on vacation in April. So we played this whole season and we were okay. And then like seven people showed up for our final game and we lost 11-2 or something like that. You know, I think it is about being on the same page and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah. And you know, sometimes Ryan, it has to do with the league too. Like, and what they do, in terms of making the teams even to begin with, and then how they are in terms of discipline. You know, some places are like, you know, you drop the gloves, you're done. Like you're never coming back. Down to, you know, some places are way more forgiving. And so that kind of sets the tone. And it sets the tone for a lot of things. So, you know, it has an effect on it. And a well-run league, I really like a league where A, they do police it and don't let things get out of hand, but also that the most important thing is getting the teams to be competitive, right? So you don't, because nobody wants to, I don't want to win 11-2 or lose 11-2, you know, It's no fun either way. You want to have a game, sure, you want to win the game, but you want to win against a foe that is, you know, competitive. And if you lose and you lose by a goal or two, you know, okay, you lost, but you had fun. It was a competitive game. That's, to me, that's what the league is all about. Create competitive situations and keep it safe and fun for everybody.
Yep, absolutely. So, Ryan, were there some other questions that you wanted to throw out there?
You know,
if you're satisfied that Rick and Rob answered that.
I think we touched on everything, to be honest. I mean, if I just had one more question, it would be like it seems like every league I've played in, there's always that one chippy team. I don't know what it is, man. They're just really super physical. They come out that way. And I don't know if this is at the forefront of my mind because the last game we played prior to the quarantine was like this, but good Lord, I mean, it just seems like one team in every league is super physical and I don't know. It'd be maybe good to hear some advice on how Rick and Rob would handle something like that too, as well.
I hear Ty Domi's looking for a beer league team to play with. So maybe try to give him a call. I just go back to what I said before. I think whoever runs your league needs to be policing this a little bit too. And if you know, we actually did look at the penalty minutes to see if there was a team that was more penalized than the other. And you're right, there is always one team. And we kind of cracked down on that team and told them, look, this is none of you guys are going to be able to play if this doesn't change. And there's always a few guys, same guys always doing it. And we did run the guy out of the league and was banned for the rest of his life, essentially, unless somebody lets him back in. But I think you got to make it aware to whoever runs your league, whether it's the general manager, hockey director, whoever it is. I think that, like I said, at the end of the day, it's just about having a good time. It doesn't matter. Like when you're, no one plays to lose. And I get that. I know for me, and again, I might not be the great example because I've been through it. I've played competitively. You know, I've won championships. I've played on bad teams. You know, so it might be a little bit different for me as opposed to someone who's new to the game and they want all of it. They want, they want the Stanley Cup. They want the win. They want to feel great. They want to Selly. They want to, they want this. They want we've all seen the commercial about the beer league guy coming off and his girlfriend tells him he's going to be waiting in the car and we played pretty good out there. And, I thought we did a good job. I mean, which is hilarious, but there are those guys. And I think they just need to be made aware to whoever's running your league. there's a part of me, and I'll say this, and it's not the right answer. If there's a part of me that says, don't be afraid to push back. There is, and that's old school, I know. I mean, I've had guys take runs at me in my league, and I just let them know, like, you do that again, dude, I'm coming after you. And I've gone after a couple of guys, and it's the only time it's ever happened. And it hasn't happened for a while. It was a few years back, but I have done it. I'm not going to sit here and say I'm a saint by any stretch of the imagination, but I think the prudent way, the best way to go is just making whoever runs your league, make them aware. And they should be aware, because they should be monitoring, as far as I'm concerned.
Ryan, here's your opportunity. Anything else you wanted to throw out there? Any other stories you wanted to share or anything like that before we let Rick kind of give us a coronavirus update?
I mean, I don't think so. No, I mean, I would just encourage people. I wish everyone could attend the Weekend Warriors camp. I think it's a great camp. It's so fun. Playing adult hockey is a lifestyle thing. So I think, you know, going to Weekend Warriors is an investment in yourself, and it's really fun. And I can't say enough good things about it. I think it's great. And I'm glad you're doing this podcast too, Austin. I really appreciate it. It's really fun to listen to. So.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it. With that, the more, I guess, interesting update for coronavirus for Rick at this point. Hopefully there's some good news out there.
Yeah, well, I guess it's a little bit, touch and go. As you know, we canceled the first three camps of the year. We're trying to reschedule a couple of them. The next one on the line here is at Lake Tahoe. It's 3 weeks from tomorrow, as the day of this recording. And, you know, we're starting to talk about opening up the country, but it's, you know, there aren't defined protocols that are uniform, and, you know, we're kind of waiting to hear what's going on. Is the rink going to be open? Is it not going to be open? If it is open, what are the guidelines going to be? So we're just trying to, you know, adhere to that. You know, at this point, in all honesty, I think the Lake Tahoe camp is probably going to get postponed. And if we do that, we're going to be rescheduling it for the fall. I've already got some dates lined up preemptively anticipating this. And then the next one on the schedule is Buffalo. That's in June. So too early to say anything about that right now. But, you know, I'm encouraged by the fact that they're talking about opening things up and, you know, doing some testing and contact tracing and all that stuff to open up smartly and safely. And we just hope we get out of this soon.
Yeah. And, you know, I guess the good news with that is really you've only canceled one right now, and you're able to maybe set up some plans for the other two that are delayed. And then if Tahoe gets delayed, maybe do that later in the season. So yep. Folks that were going to come to camp in 2020 might have an opportunity to actually get to do that, even with this craziness. So, all right. Well, thanks everyone. Thanks Ryan so much for joining us, reaching out, asking some questions, and then volunteering to come on the podcast with us and, sharing your experiences and sharing your passion for the game. So we really appreciate it. And with that, I'll ask if Rick has anything final he wants to throw out there.
I just want to echo your thanks to Ryan for, coming on, spending your time and being on our podcast. All the kind things you said, I'll get the check out to you for all the kind words.
All right. Rob, anything you want to throw?
No, I was just going to say, and I was going to throw this out to Ryan and just going back to what he said about, you know, he plays Friday night in a more relaxed league, and he's, you know, you're saying that you do things in that league that you maybe wouldn't do in the other league. And my advice to you would be to don't be afraid to try that stuff in your other league. Once you get comfortable at one level, you know, don't be afraid to try to take it to the next level. However risky at the end of the day, it might be. I mean, like, again, at the end of the day, it's just a beer league game. And like I said, the beer still tastes the same afterward. You're going to go home, see your family, and all's going to be good. So don't be afraid to try those things, but keep playing and keep having fun.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks, Rick and Rob, for joining me. Thanks, Ryan, for being on the show. And we wish everyone the best. We hope you enjoyed our episode and are motivated to learn more about how you can improve as an adult hockey player. If you have show ideas, disagree with anything we said, or just want to say hi, please contact us. Simply email us at info@weekendwarriorshockey.com or leave a message on Weekend Warriors Adult Hockey Academy Facebook page, Twitter, or Instagram sites if that's easier. We love to read responses and listener questions on the air. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you may get your podcasts. Share us with a friend or two or three and leave a 5-star Apple Podcast review if you enjoyed the show and want to learn more. Until next time, keep working hard and improving each time you're out on the ice.